This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Earlier this summer, we reported on a new bill that allows certain community colleges in Texas to offer four-year degrees in areas like nursing and early childhood education. Supporters say this will help fill shortages in those fields. But not everyone is happy about the effort. Anita Huft is dean of the College of Nursing at Texas Woman's University. When she first heard community colleges could also offer four-year degrees in nursing, she had concerns.
My first feeling was this is not part of a community college mission. You know, they don't have the resources to do this. How can this be happening?
Under the new Texas law, community colleges will be able to offer four-year degrees in three areas: nursing, applied science with a focus on early education, and applied technology. Supporters say this could help increase the number of workers in those fields. Schools that want to do this have to go through a lengthy accreditation process. Four Texas community colleges already offer four-year degrees under plans approved by the legislature. Huft with TWU says four-year nursing degrees at community colleges could have unintended consequences, not just for those schools, but for your institutions like hers.
I anticipate an increased competition for qualified faculty and increased competition for clinical sites.
And when that happens, costs could go up, she says.
As increased competition for faculty goes up, increased salaries to attract those faculties occur, and that increases the cost of nursing education, which eventually is passed off to students and then eventually passed off to patients that they care for.
Today, about 90 community colleges around the country grant four-year degrees. Beth Hagen is executive director of the Community College Baccalaureate Association. She says a community college is the perfect setting for some students.
The students who are in community colleges today are not exactly like students from the beginning of the community college days. We have working adults who are in the workforce, in nursing in particular, and they're going back to school to get additional education.
Hagen says universities concerned about community colleges moving into their arena shouldn't worry.
This is strictly about workforce issues, and I really believe that's important for people to understand, because these aren't the kinds of degrees that most universities, with the exception of teacher education and nursing, are interested in having.
State education officials agree. Raymond Paredes is commissioner of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board in Austin.
Universities clearly don't have the capacity to meet the demand in certain professional fields such as nursing. If we had every university in Texas working at capacity, they wouldn't produce the number of nurses we need.
Paredes also says students need more affordable options to pursue a post-secondary education. But he cautions against thinking this will dramatically change the university landscape.
There's not likely to be a rush to try to offer baccalaureate degrees among community colleges because, first of all, the setup costs, the startup costs, are expensive. Secondly, accreditation is not simple.
Huft with TWU's nursing school said addressing issues in nursing isn't simple either.
The nursing shortage is a very, very complex issue and can't be solved just by opening up more programs.
She says more needs to be done to help nurses, not just at the college level, but in the workforce, to improve job satisfaction and reduce turnover rates. Stella Chavez, KERA News.